Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us for Ask the Expert North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz.
I'm David Rankin. One of the biggest changes to the school year this year deals with technology that just about every kid has. Schools have to set up plans to make sure that no students have their phones on during any class time. But each school district has to come up with its own plan to enforce this new policy. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Dr. Sarah Flournoy at the Brackett and Ellis Law Firm in Fort Worth. She is in the KRLD Zoom room. Dr. Flournoy, thank you so much for taking the time today.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for including me.
With this new law that takes effect on September 1st, is this a usual situation when the state issues edicts for schools that leaves it up to the individual schools to come up with a way to do it?
Absolutely. And if you look at cell phones and how they're being treated across the United States, we see everything from one state says, we don't care how you do it, but you've got to do it in this manner. You have to include this constituency groups. Through to you have to do it this way by this time using this method. And then others that just say, we really suggest you look into this. We think it's a good idea. So it's a popular topic across the United States, but with lots of different avenues to address it.
What are some of the challenges you're seeing right now from parents and family members that are against this?
So one of the concerns is that parents are used to having direct access to their children during the school day. And so they're not going to have that. And I know, you know, back in the dark ages when I was in school, if my mother needed to reach me or tell me something, then she would call and leave a message at the front office. And then that message would eventually trickle down to me and hopefully trickle to me before I had to actually, you know, leave school for the day. And they had a pretty good system. Well, now we've gotten to where everybody is basically contacted over cell phone directly to their students. And so the fear is that that system isn't going to work or isn't there any longer or isn't as efficient. And so there's just a lot of uncertainty about whether or not the parents are going to be able to communicate effectively with their students.
And it brings up some other issues as well beyond just the communication. Is there are very real issues with the possibility of kids using their phones to use AI or possibly cheat on their classes.
Absolutely. But I think more than anything, they're hugely distracting in the classroom. And there's a lot of time and effort being used by teachers to limit that use and to encourage students to make appropriate use of their technology devices in school. And so it's just a huge resource black hole in the educational environment. So,
yeah, you know, in being able to enforce certain rules in the classrooms or on school campuses, it's varied. Sometimes it's worked, and other times it's that discipline has also become disruptive. And so moving forward with this, what do you want parents to know, or what conversations do you want them to have with their students about being responsible and following the rules?
Well, we always want our students to follow the rules. That makes the educational environment a much more productive environment for everybody involved. So, you know, I understand that parents are concerned and that there is some anxiety. We don't know what we don't know. And we're just, you know, for most of my districts, we're 1 or 2 days into the school year. And so just taking a positive attitude towards it would be extremely helpful. So, you know, let's wait till there is a problem with that effective communication before we start worrying about that, especially in front of our students.
It's also important, I think, to realize that there have been some school districts, especially here in the North Texas area, that have had these bans in effect for the last years. And what they've seen is remarkable, how students are now going back to actually interacting with other students. And I have to imagine it's also impacting the learning process in schools.
Absolutely. We've seen nothing but positive results.
So when you're working with the legal system, and is this, I guess my confusion is, all right, so this was passed as a law, but then campuses are still able to interpret that or have their own rules around it. Can you explain just legally how this works and how enforcement works when it's a state law?
Absolutely. So the board is required to adopt a policy, and the policy has certain prescribed parameters that have to be in place. So you mentioned in your introduction that some of our districts have banned cell phones, but only in classroom, and they allowed it during transition periods, during lunch. And so this law says, no, we're going to do it's instructional day, which is bell to bell. And so to the extent that you've allowed those exceptions for lunch, you're going to need to take those out. So, but the board is the one being instructed to do something just within these parameters.
So there's like no one's writing a ticket for this or calling the police technically.
No, ma'am. It requires, so the consequences are set out by the whatever policy the district adopts.
Yeah, it could be something as simple as the school takes possession of the phone for a day and a parent has to come pick it up or something like that. Because, again, it's up to parents to figure out what their school district's policies are at this point, isn't it?
Correct. And most of my districts are over-communicating on this.
Dr. Sarah Flournoy, thank you so much for the time.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.